I looked over at Chief because he was also at our table, Chief Stolpe, and about that time is when they started mentioning the fire hydrants, and there was only a handful of us that did the fire hydrants. And so I kind of like looked at him, and he like shook his finger and pointed at me like, yep, it's for you. And I was like, oh no.
Were you like, oh no, because you were like, oh shoot, now this means I have to do a spur of the moment acceptance speech?
Yes. And I did not have a speech.
What was the thing that you did with the fire hydrants?
I shoveled out between Nick Espeseth and I. We shoveled out probably close to 60 hydrants.
When it was snowy, just to make sure they were always accessible.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard when people are plowing and they plow kind of right into them without really thinking about it. Or they're just so deep in there from getting plowed from the road that we need at least to the ground and at least about a foot and a half around the hydrant to be able to get hoses in.
Is that a new program or is that something that you and Nick were just like, let's do it?
Nick and I were like, let's just do it. Yeah, I didn't even know he did it until afterwards. And then he posted on Facebook, and I was like, oh, I should have done that.
And so then you started doing it too.
Yeah.
Why do you do all of this volunteer work?
The community needs it. We need more people that'll step in and help out when needed. And the fire department, it's like my second family.
How did you get into it? Did you know that they needed people before you joined?
I did not, no. We had a close family friend that passed away, and he was kind of my inspiration to, once he passed away, I was like, you know what, I need to step up, I need to do all these things. And he always had great stories about just the camaraderie of the fire department, and I didn't really have anything else going on at the time, and I'm like sitting at home thinking, what can I do to help the community besides just sitting here? So I stepped up and went to the first meeting, and then it was trainings, and everybody was super accepting and they were ready, and they're all good mentors.
And now it feels like a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I talk with at least one of them every other day.
Wow.
Yeah.
What would you say to people to encourage others to volunteer in the same way?
I tell them to just jump in. I mean, we need help everywhere in the department. I mean, from showing up to drills to just get the experience to, there's a lot more that goes on when an accident happens than just the responders. Like, we need people that can direct traffic, you know, so it's not like with the fire department, you have to run into the burning building. Like, you can stay out and kind of help all the firefighters get hydrated and get all their food in them, and like help EMS with just the response part of it. I was scared the first fire that we had. I was super scared. And Devrin like grabbed my face and he was like, don't be scared. You're here. You've done the training. This is what we're doing. And from that moment, everything is learning now.
Yeah.
Learning everything new. Like, there's not one accident that's the same. And so kind of learning as you go. And that's like the best part about the department is they will adapt to that. They'll adapt to showing you how to do things certain ways. And like, just kind of overall, basically no accident is the same.
You feel like they really are good at knowing how to take care of you and how to like watch how you're learning and make sure that they're giving you the training you need in the specific time.
Oh yeah. There's a couple guys that'll stop in after work. And if you need help with one thing, like you're just not getting it, they'll be like, okay, after work today, you know, I'll meet you at the station and we'll go through this stuff and we'll make sure that you understand it. So that way you're ready in case it does happen. So they take time out of their day just to make sure that you understand what's going on.
You said that they're like family, but what are you getting out of it besides the camaraderie that comes with the people that you care about?
A sense of community.
You feel like you really belong in Petersburg now?
Yeah.
Is that different from how it was before you joined?
Yeah, actually. It's more, I'm kind of more in the forefront of everything now. I'm not like I can just go to the grocery store and get my stuff and leave. It's like, oh, I got to say hi to so-and-so. They'll ask me how I've been. I'll ask them how they've been. I've got kids that I coach that'll see me walking downtown and they're like, hey, coach. And it's like, it's a good experience.